T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on a Wednesday morning, 68 degrees. The remains of Father Emil Capon now in Wichita at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception.
Father Capon served as chaplain with the U.S. Army in Korea, where he was captured and died in a prisoner of war camp. His remains were identified this past April. Father David Lai says many events are planned this month to celebrate his life.
To pray for Father Capon, to celebrate his life, and to inspire all of us of this local Catholic Church to the same virtues and kind of heroic charity that he lived in his life.
The funeral and procession is set for September 29th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Charges are being filed against a woman accused of killing her 5-year-old daughter. Nori Lamb will be charged with involuntary manslaughter while driving under the influence. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says Lamb's car went off the road and rolled March 7th. Lamb's daughter died in the accident. Lamb is due in court Thursday. A young girl died following a crash in southwest Kansas on Highway 50 east of Dodge City. Highway Patrol troopers say an SUV was passing a car when it hit a van head-on, killing a 7-year-old from Mesa, Arizona, little girl. The two drivers were seriously injured. The city of Wichita will enter into a funding assistance agreement with the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation to build additional aquifer recharge basins.
The $1 million agreement will cover 25% of the cost of building 3 additional recharge basins and apparatus for them. Future funding could be worth $5.3 million. A portion of the project is already included in the city's capital improvement program between 2022 and 2025. The city's water supply comes from Cheney Lake and the Equus Beds Aquifer. The Northwest Wichita Water Treatment Plant, currently under construction, will have the same flexibility. To recharge the aquifer, the city diverts flow from the Arkansas River during times of higher flow. The water is then treated and pumped into the recharge basins, where it seeps down into the aquifer. This recovery system is a key component for drought protection. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
House Democrats are making the case for tax hikes on wealthy individuals and corporations to pay for ambitious new spending.
To help pay for a proposed $3.5 trillion in spending for education, health care, paid family leave, and climate change, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal says the ultra-wealthy and big corporations can contribute more.
To support the services and the infrastructure on which our society and often their business and investments rely.
The plan would raise the top tax rate on Americans earning more than $400,000 a year. The corporate tax rate would also go up. Top committee Republican Kevin Brady warns.
And those burdens land on their workers, lands on their customers, lands on the retirees.
Democrats must find near unanimous consensus among themselves to advance a final bill. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Retail giant Amazon holds what it's called its biggest ever training and recruiting event today.
Amazon says it has 125,000 jobs to fill, transportation and fulfillment roles, saying the company's offering an average starting wage of over $18 per hour, with some making even more, in addition to possible signing bonuses in certain locations. Amazon's nationwide recruiting event also on top of its push to hire 40,000 corporate and tech jobs, saying new hires will also be eligible for benefits benefits that include Amazon's Career Choice Program that pays the full cost of its frontline workers' college tuition. Amazon is the nation's second largest employer, behind Walmart. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A cool front brought us some showers and a few thunderstorms in Wichita last night. Some heavier rainfall occurred to our west in Kingman County, but all that comes to an end here this morning with clouds breaking up, sunny this afternoon, and a high 84. Clear overnight, our low 67, breezy on Thursday with a high closer to 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky and 68 degrees. 6:36 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, and we did have a couple of passings of note. Comedian Norm MacDonald has died.
Former Saturday Night Live star comedian Norm MacDonald died following a private 9-year battle with cancer. He was 61 years old. The comedian's longtime producing partner and friend, Lori Jo Hoekstra, who was with him when he died, said he wanted to keep his illness private because he didn't want it to affect the way the audience or any of his loved ones saw him. MacDonald was with SNL from 93 to 98 and was best known for his sharp and incisive wit as the anchor for the show's Weekend Update. Originally from Canada, he was hired to write for Roseanne Barr's sitcom after being a contestant on Star Search in 1990 before landing on the NBC late night sketch show. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Ted, the one movie that really featured Norm MacDonald, I'm going to have to watch that again. That was a very funny movie. Dirty Work was what it was called.
Yeah.
Very, very funny stuff.
Norm had his own sitcom for a couple of years.
Yep.
I thought that was funny. He was always a great late night guest because he didn't really tell jokes. He just kind of told anecdotes.
Right.
And
yeah,
then he would spin humor just wherever he wanted to off of that. And it was always just the host of the show and the audience never knew where he was going with anything. So it was always funny.
His running gag on Saturday Night Live Weekend Update about David Hasselhoff.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the most non sequitur thing, and yet it always drew huge laughs. Really did. It was amazing.
Him playing Burt Reynolds on Celebrity Jeopardy on SNL was
really good, very
funny.
Yeah.
God, man, funny guy. Sad to hear about his passing. The co-founder of the Newport Jazz and Folk Festivals has passed.
A family spokesman says George Ween died peacefully in his sleep in his New York City apartment. The former jazz club owner and aspiring pianist launched the Newport Jazz Festival in 1954, with a lineup including Billie Holiday, Dizzy Gillespie, Ella Fitzgerald, and Lester Young. The following year, Louis Armstrong performed and Duke Ellington in 1956. Ween led the Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island for more than 50 years. George Ween was 95 years old. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
A couple of comedians take on a TikTok trend.
Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell team up for the Grace Kelly TikTok challenge.
I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky. I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky. I could be
harmonizing the chorus of singer Mika's 2007 song. Reynolds posts they're late to the trend, but way early for their Christmas movie musical, referring to the upcoming Apple TV Plus film Spirited, a modern version of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, which stars the two actors. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Season premiere of Jeopardy this week, tad awkward.
An awkward moment on Monday night when Mike Richards, the former executive producer of Jeopardy, who was supposed to be the future host of the show, had his taped episode air for the first time, despite being ousted from the position. Social media not appreciating Richards' appearance on the episode, which was actually taped in the middle of August. At the time, Richards was still set to be the replacement for Alex Trebek, before past controversial comments came to light and he would eventually step down. Jeopardy next week will bring actress Mayim Bialik back as guest host before beginning another series of tryouts for Trebek's permanent replacement. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
So we're going through another round of awesome work.
Apparently, yeah. Whatever. That's fine with me.
Yeah, fine.
Keeps it fresh, at least. Hey, when it comes to streaming, or the ladies?
Women are dominating the streaming space. According to a new study from San Diego State University's Center for the Study of Women in Television and Film, women comprise 52% of major characters on streaming programs compared to 45% on broadcast series. The study looked at around 3,400 on-screen characters and over 4,400 behind the scenes. It also found more women off-screen, where they accounted for 30% of creators, 31% of directors, and 24% of editors, compared to 22%, 19%, and 15% in broadcast TV. However, broadcast networks did better when it came to inclusion of women of color, with more Black and Latina characters, 23% to 20%, respectively. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Young fans of the reality competition show Survivor can play along at home.
Host Jeff Probst explains the new concept called The Game Within the Game. He says each week there will be a Rebus puzzle hidden somewhere within the episode. It might be hidden within a challenge or at tribal council or even underwater. A rebus is a puzzle in which words are represented by combinations of pictures and individual letters. Probe says kids have to spot the puzzle, solve it, and then input their answers online. He adds, it plays for the entire season and pays off at the end. Survivor 41 premieres September 22nd on CBS. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Survivor, hosted by Wichita native Jeff Probst. Britney Spears' Instagram accounts, clear photos.
Fans pointing out that all of the posts on Britney Spears' Instagram page are gone. Page Six, quoting an insider who says this was the singer's decision, explaining she's taking a break from social media in light of the successful path that she's been on and continues to be on, adding silence can be a powerful thing and a powerful message. The buzz over the star's page comes following Spears announcing her engagement to longtime boyfriend Sam Asghari and her father Jamie Spears petitioning to end her long-running conservatorship. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Just an observance from me with no fact to back it up. It seems to me that these people that have this big announcement that they're quitting social media, doesn't last for very long. Doesn't seem to ever be a permanent
trip. You're hooked.
Uh-huh. Yeah. James McAvoy stars in a new movie filmed in a new way.
Tell me what I want to know.
My Son, streaming now on Peacock, stars James McAvoy and Claire Foy in a thriller about the disappearance of a young boy. It's a remake of a French film. Both films were made with one extraordinary exception. The lead character in this one, played by McAvoy, was not given a script, so he has no idea how this story ends. He is literally playing a man lost without answers while being lost.
Would you say your work was dangerous?
The film follows McAvoy as a young father in search of a son who suddenly disappears and takes viewers on an epic journey back to the town where he met his ex-wife. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
It's a new traveling interactive exhibit.
The Grammy Museum announcing Bruce Springsteen Live will open at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey, October 1st. Springsteen's modified Fender guitar that was featured on several of his album covers, like Human Torch and Born to Run, will be displayed along with live performance footage, stage costumes, and exclusive interviews. The New Jersey exhibit will run until March 2022. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
And a couple of notes from TV history. 75 years ago on this day, the Dumont Television Network began broadcasting regularly in the United States. Yes, there was. That was a major network at the time, the Dumont. It didn't last. Didn't quite make it like some of the others, like CBS and NBC did. But for a while, it was there. That was 75 years ago today.
They couldn't get Reach's Philbin.
Yeah, I guess not, yeah. 50 years ago on this night, the debut of the regular television series Columbo, starring Peter Falk, of course, as the Detective Columbo with the Los Angeles Police Department, homicide Rumpled. Detective.
Rumpled.
Boy, there had been a couple of pilots, but this was the night that they began as a regular TV series on ABC, 50 years ago on this night. It was called Murder by the Book. That TV episode was directed by Steven Spielberg.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How about that?
It was ranked number 16 on TV Guide's 100 Greatest Episodes of All Time. Peter Falk as Detective Columbo made its debut as a regular series 50 years ago on this night. And that's...
I got to tell you real quick. Norm MacDonald, that Jeopardy bit that they did.
Oh, yeah.
Where he was...
Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds, and he was chewing his gum.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
That was dang funny.
That was funny. Funny, funny guy.
Will Ferrell as Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
Frustrated with the celebrities who would come on with their hijinks. Yeah, that's pretty funny stuff. I will miss Norm MacDonald. Good guy. Hey, entertainment news in the blur brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. If you have an appliance that needs help, call Terry. Get an appointment. 409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
New pet shop coming to West Wichita. Wichita Business Journal update coming up. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.